All right. So we'll chat with Michael Brancic Nygaard, who, of course, is adjusting to hockey here in North America. And he and his teammate, Axel Sandin Pelikka, just a terrific draft picks by the Detroit Red Wings and now getting acclimated to North American pro hockey. Michael, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your first North American pro goal.
Thank you, thank you.
But I know you'd much rather have a win, correct?
What did you say? I'd much rather,
Have a victory.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. That's the most important part of the hockey.
Well, the obvious question for you, you know, the adjustment is, and that was obviously the question that most of the media were asking you upon coming over here, you know, adjusting to the smaller ice sheet. And how has that gone so far in your mind?
I feel like I'm getting better and better. I talked a lot with the coaches and development coaches and skills coaches. So I tried to reset my mind to play the American style, and I feel like I'm getting better at it as the days goes.
What are some of the keys now? I mean, obviously it's the speed of the game. And how does that compare to the Swedish Elite League where you and, of course, Axel Sandin Pelikka were playing all year?
I mean, maybe the difference is like here, if you like don't have as much, if you're standing still too much, you're going to get passed by some forward or D, so you got to keep your speed up. And when you get beat here, it's so much more dangerous than in the Swedish League because the ice is so much bigger, so you have more time to recover. But here, you get a big chance against you if you stay at the wrong place. So maybe that, then, yeah.
Any surprises to you, Michael? I mean, you were here for training camp and, you know, played a couple of exhibition games. Any surprises that you've experienced in your regular season games with Grand Rapids and now these first two playoff games?
What did you say again?
The games themselves at this level in the American Hockey League, has there been any surprise to you? I mean, you got an experience playing in the exhibition games up in Traverse City before the year started.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why, but I mean, now it's the playoffs, so of course it's a little harder and everyone's going a little faster and everyone's playing a little more physical. So, I mean, just that.
How do you like Grand Rapids so far?
I mean, I like it. I was pretty surprised of how nice the city was, so I'm glad to be here. I like it here.
What are your thoughts about next year now? I mean, not that we're going to turn the page. We're going to go to Texas, and we're going to win three in a row, right?
Yeah, of course.
And then keep playing this year. But looking ahead, you know, a lot of people obviously thinking and excited about your, you know, debut next season in North America as far as a full season goes. And you and Sandin Pelikka, whether or not you'll be in Detroit or here in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, that's the plan now. I want to stay in the North America and play. I mean, the dream is to play in Detroit, but I'm glad to play in the Griffins too. So just going to keep going, and my mindset is to play here next year. So, yeah.
And that you know, because there have been some speculation that you know, there's a possibility going back and playing in Sweden again, but you think it'll be here one way or the other, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I'm thinking right now. I mean, everything can happen, but
yeah,
I mean, that's what I'm thinking about now. And if the decision was, if I had to take the decision today, that would be the decision. Yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things the Red Wings love about Michael Brancic Nygaard, not only because he's got a lot of skill. And he's a great kid over and above all of that. But you got some size to you, Michael. What will be the plans in the offseason? Obviously, at 19, 20 years old, you guys are all looking to get bigger and stronger, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course I have to work my strength and speed and stuff. But I think this offseason I got to work on that too. But maybe some mobility. I'm a little stiff.
Yeah. Well, it was a nice goal. You parked yourself. You used that size to your advantage on that goal scored in the third period.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Dom Schein made a good play to get that puck to you.
Yeah, it was a really good play. I tried to call him, and he's a good player to play with. So he had a lot of skills, so it was nice to get the puck there, yeah.
Did anybody tell you during training camp that you reminded a lot of the guys oh, my gosh, I'm drawing a blank on his name. He's drawn an absolute blank as You got that personality. You're kind of a character around the locker room.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I tried to be as positive as possible and try to make people laugh. So,
Jonathan Berggren.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are alike.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
He's a good guy, so
yeah,
that's not a good bad comparison.
How good is that Sandin Pelica kid?
What's that? How good is
it? How good is he?
Like off the ice or on?
Well, no, off we know he's a great kid. You guys are fun to be around. There's no doubt about that. But
no.
Red Wing Nation wants to make sure you guys are on the ice, going to contribute to the Red Wings down the road. So how good is Sandin Pelica?
I mean, on the ice is really good. Like he can do, like if he really wants to, he can just take the puck from the own side of the ice and just go up and score. He has an unbelievable unbelievable shot, and he's an unbelievable skater too. He's so smooth with it, so it's really cool to see him play and grow as a player too.
Well, he's a proud Norwegian, and as well he should be, the highest draft pick ever out of Norway.
Yeah.
Michael Brandsek Nygaard, and it's great to have you here, Michael. We really appreciate you doing this. A tough loss, obviously, but we'll get down to Austin, Texas, where it's going to be a lot warmer than here, by the way. And maybe the team will warm up, too, and get things on track.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Michael, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Michael Brandsek Nygaard chatting with us in our postgame show.